See something, say something. That is the warning that we hear all the time these days, especially in big cities, subway systems, and airports, ever since the 9/11 terrorist attacks. But last week, a woman following that instruction made an embarrassing mistake. Sitting on an American Airlines flight departing from Philadelphia, she saw a man scribbling on a notepad, and she told the crew. NPR's Ada Peralta reports that the man was actually an Ivy League economist, and he was simply working on a complicated math equation.
University of Pennsylvania professor Guido Mencio didn't want to talk on tape about this experience, because this story is not about him, he says. Instead, it's a story about a process that failed. If only the lady next to him had asked him what he was doing, she would have found out that Mencio wasn't hatching a terrorist plot. But the Department of Homeland Security gives us some pretty unequivocal advice. Here's a commercial.
We trust our instincts.
Just like you should.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
Michael O'Hanlon, who studies national security policy at Brookings, says we need to cut citizens, like that passenger, some slack.
The average citizen should tend to trust their gut, knowing that their gut could be wrong 2/3 of the time. And therefore, what's important is procedures where law enforcement and other specialists know how to separate fact from fiction and do it in a timely way.
Unfortunately, he says balancing all of this is hard work. The materials terrorists use are fairly discreet, and their actions often blend with what happens during a regular day.
So we're just going to be living in a world where, unfortunately, some of these disruptions will happen sometime.
On this occasion, after the woman on the plane reported Mencio to the crew, the plane returned to the gate, causing an hour and a half delay for 60 passengers. In an email message, Mencio says, ironically, his work revolves around something called search theory. He studies how much information someone should gather before making a decision. He says the decision to turn the plane around was made before anyone even spoke to him. The episode, Mencio writes, reveals a need to redesign some aspects of air travel security. Ada Peralta, NPR News.